It's a podcast. And now,
welcome back to More Garbage.
Yo, welcome back. Friday Night Compost, More Garbage Podcast. Myself and Vandal, alongside Fubzilla, aka Equilibrium Mind Crystals. Oh man, I didn't turn my heater off.
Pardon me while I turn the heater off.
Yeah, I got like this giant industrial heater, and that thing is noisy. That shit gets loud. So Friday Night Compost, follow us, moregarbage.com, and get all our links on our link tree for YouTube, Instagram, and a bunch of others stuffs. So today we're going to be just talking about some general stuff that we're interested in, that we're seeing in the happenings.
What it do?
In the hollows of our cerebellums, trying to fit some empty space with some interesting...
Very tight. No.
Interesting foals. And I'm going to share my screen. I think I want to start with just a random... Here we go. Where are we? Brave tab. Yeah. Okay. So this was interesting.
Oh.
I saw today. All into the metaverse. NFTs have been minted.
So many.
Right? So actually, this is a different screen than what I saw earlier. See, now it's on. Are you sure you want to exit the minting process? Yeah, you weren't going to give me one. You got to be all exclusive to get into these. So what do we got here?
Mishka launched their NFT this week.
Indigo Hearse. All right. They did
6,969. Excuse me. Versions.
17,000 owners. Right. So they were selling 20,000 of these. It's an Adidas Originals, right?
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's co-created with some NFT communities, basically. Okay. Oh, can you see? I don't know what you can see on the screen.
Yeah, we saw that.
You saw the OpenSea link?
Yeah, with the person and the yellow.
Oh God,
pants.
I got so many windows open. let me move something out of the way here.
Yeah, the
Oh my God, tab overload.
Nifty sent me that same Matrix glyphy.
Oh yeah, I'll pull that up too. I'll put up that.
They literally like, thank you. I guess if you signed up, whether you got it or not, they sent it to you.
But you did sign up, right?
You signed up.
Didn't get to buy one. You missed your place online.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, so in case you want to see what it looks like.
But they still sent me, check your email. Because they still send me that thing in my wallet. Which is amazing and a little creepy.
Glitch in the Matrix. There you go. Here's the glitch in the Matrix. It's this cat.
With like 15
walking
bucks.
By the screen. I mean through the screen. Not through the screen. Walking by on screen. On an old TV. Or what looks like... Kind of like a security camera.
It's a security camera for sure.
It's got a glitch in the Matrix. And we're not sure what it's about. All it says is it's the first non-avatar collectible in the Matrix NFT avatar project. So there's supposed to be
there's something else, some kind of mission.
There's supposed to be some kind of like
I saw that.
No one knows exactly what, but there's basically supposed to be something that you do with your avatar. So I'll just pull up my avatar. I ain't scared. There you go. I say that now, but in the future, someone will be able to track me down because of this stream right here. It's going to be a 12 Monkeys moment.
Oh my God. Yeah, everything is getting weird. So, like, you know, this. Like, what's going to 5 years from now? Is like everybody's just going to be on the internet, like fully on the metaverse?
Yeah, we're all going to be apes. We're going to revert back into apes.
Well, it's like, you know, for me, I keep seeing this, you know, you're like, what's going on? And I was like, you know, I keep seeing like everything's a bummer right now. And everything's this big, that's awesome. This big trend of like, of information cycles. You're like, everything's the same. Just kind of like, oh, this is trending. This thing is trending. Everybody's going to talk about it for like 4 days. And then it's going to be something else. The knockout. Dude,
stupid. The crypto space, since there's so much innovation going on,
it's crazy. It's
so trendy. There is just news all day long. This person made a partnership. Polygon made a partnership with Reddit.
What is going on? Is that Adidas?
So
did they launch
that's
today?
Another thing. Look at the way they're like marketing it, right? Jeez. Like this page, even.
It's like old school vaporware, like vaporwave type shit, but not. Now it's new.
It's cool. So basically, NFT pioneers, G Money, Punk's Comic, and Bored 8 Yacht Club each help guide Adidas Originals into the metaverse. And that's in italics because that's the project, right?
I get it.
With the community, for the community, the collaborative NFT project now available. And it comes with physical,
of course, hats and shit.
Benefits, some physical benefits, which is gear, right? Available to claim in 2022 at no additional cost. Gear up for the iconic Adi Color Firebrand suit as seen.
Oh, I know.
On these NFTs, right?
Oh my God, this is about to get weird.
Yeah. And also, you know, there are all these NFT bands like being formed.
The Gorillaz
with some of these characters.
No, I saw the Bored 8 Yacht Club has a band. Yeah.
And they get signed to labels. It's just,
I don't even understand what's about to go down. Like it's too big to flop. Like at this point it's too big. There's too much money invested from too many monster institutions, huge fucking brands, publicly traded companies, for this thing to just go doo-doo-doo, you know, in the words of JoJo, boo 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 boo. It's not gonna happen. But the question is, what direction will it go? Because I don't think it can just go up. It's just gonna go. Like, I think it's just going to move. I don't know. Like, at what point, like, I'm starting to see this thing where the digital release is becoming more important of all things than the physical. The physical is the extra.
If you start really, like, falling down the wormhole, you start to feel like you're, like,
in a tripping. World.
Yeah. Like you're like stepping in. You're like, is this really what it is? Is this really like where everything's going? You're just like, yo, this is so far separated from reality.
But if you're a kid and you grew up playing Roblox, this is not normal. This will be 100% foldable at 12. Right.
To someone that's thinking about, I don't know, like, you know, governments, politics, poverty, climate change, like all of this stuff is like, it's hard to comprehend.
But let's be real though. One second. Fortnite did this. People released music in Fortnite already, had concerts and such. Travis Scott did it. Weezer did it. Like, you know what I mean? So that did happen in an alternate metaverse that all this goes on. It did happen.
And all of those, you know, topics that I mentioned, those will all come into play. It's not 100%. Like they disappear.
Oh, the question is, will there be a moment where, like, let's just, so you said politics, very interesting, right? So let's just say the president or a politician is speaking in real life and in the metaverse at the same time.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You think that's going to happen? Do you think that will all of a sudden this will be what happens? Oh, this is a special report. Something happened right now. And it'll be an avatar in the metaverse talking, and it'll be the president, and it'll be somebody on like your TV, CNN screen, be the same person.
It will happen by the next presidential election. There will be an avatar. Yes.
Oh, it's going to be amazing.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. We called it here first, right? Did we?
And,
I think we did. Are we breaking something?
You know,
did we just break something we made up?
Yeah, there will be campaigning in the metaverse for the 2024 election, right? 2024? Yeah. Yep, they'll be campaigning on Decentraland and in the sandbox. I could see it. All right, so let me get off this Adidas bandwagon right now. I did see that Steph Curry was partnering up with Decentraland for something.
Yeah,
as well as yeah, he dropped his NFT commemorating him breaking the record for. Yep, the amount of three pointers.
Pretty
overall.
Cool, man.
It's amazing. I mean, he broke.
Pretty cool.
He broke a record.
Oh no, the NFT is fast. Cool. You saw it with the drawing.
Really Yeah. I saw. They were doing those ads a couple of days ago for Coinbase, but they didn't say that it was going to be the Steph Curry.
Where the fuck is it though? I just saw it.
Oh, wait a minute. No, what am I saying? That wasn't Steph Curry. That was KD. So they did KD the same style on Coinbase.
Hold up. Maybe we're talking about something different.
No. The Steph Curry NFTs, there are four of them. Yep. Right there. Let's bring them on the screen. You got it.
Hold up 1 second. I'm trying to shift my screen. I can't see my screen.
So... it's not the same, but it's also like this, yeah, like this sketch style. I guess they're not the same, but wow, that is
how cool it is.
Uncanny how similar it is.
Might be the same though. Same people did both.
I don't think so, because first off, this is hosted on FTX.
Okay.
Which is a Coinbase competitor. So I don't think the same people would be doing campaigns at the same exact time for both. But yeah,
do you think NFTs are this generation's baseball cards?
Do I think that they might have been inspired by any kind of style that they might have saw on the internet?
That's not what I mean. I mean, do you think that, like, you know how like when we were kids, like, people collected baseball cards crazy because, like, it was like, oh, it's going to be worth so much money, and they are, except for a few that are now starting to be 40 years, 30 years later, worth some money. And, like, people are collecting NFTs crazy, and some people are selling them, but for the most part, people are collecting them. Is this going to be this generation's baseball card where all of a sudden there's going to be this mass, critical mass of NFTs made? People are gonna buy them,
especially because they're early ones. So the early ones are gonna be valuable just because they're early ones.
But my question is it gonna sit there like in 5 years' time, are we gonna look at NFTs as like kind of throwaway things and there'll be something else and they'll just be put aside and one day people will be like, oh, those NFTs are cool again. Those old NFTs are cool again. Do you know what I'm saying? Like it's a collectible, is a collectible.
Yeah, I do.
I'm not looking
especially
at it.
Especially
like,
as people start to like lose access to the ones they had, and they start to become more rare. Because
like,
people don't really think about
people throw them out.
Ship.
Like the same as baseball cards and comics and things. Like mom threw them out. Oh, I had those. I still show people the real comics I got, and people, I had those. Oh, I have them. Not a lot of people have them, so. And that's it, because I almost got rid of all my shit a few years ago because it wasn't worth shit. Oh my goodness, is that real?
Pretty
funny. Is that really the new issue of Rolling Stone? Could be. I'd like to get that if it is. Doja Cat. Yeah, I heard that Kyrie Irving is lacing up outside of New York these days. Back on.
He's back? Apparently. See, look, this is what I was talking about. Remember this ad? Didn't you see this? What? You didn't see this?
Yep, I've seen this. I thought this was it. No, this is not it. Weird.
See?
Why did I think this was the Steph Curry thing?
You see? You see, Warriors? You see what you get when you mess with the orphans?
That's the same people that did it, though.
Is it?
Yeah, 35 Ventures. Hold up.
No, wait a second.
Hold. I'm looking. Why isn't there more information? God damn it.
Well, there's a website.
All right. I'm on the Steph Curry one. I'm just looking to see if there's like.
Yeah, I know.
Legendary Floyd Norman did these.
Yeah, so it's not.
That's very weird. You're right. That's fucking weird.
So this is like a trend right now.
Oh my God. Banks should get in on this right now.
Yeah, for some reason, this is on trend right now.
You know why? You know what's on trend right now? Hand done. Stuff that's not perfect because the internet's so perfect. Like, yeah, think about the NFT space. Same thing. The NFT space is a perfect example. Look at all that stuff. Like, I was talking to somebody about this today about NFTs, and he was like, check this out. And he showed me some video game designers designing NFT cards, like trading cards. And they're like very video game-esque, 3D, very cool shit. And you're like, now that's futuristic. You know, like now you're merging all the things in one. And so that being said, now you're going to go back to like, but can you do this shit with a pen? Oh, future fucking magic. You know, like this guy does it with a pen. Look at this. And that's what people are showing off is like skill. Things that you can't do online. It's crazy. Yeah, I think we're going to see. Oh, that's amazing. I think we're going to see an unbelievable, like, burst. Like, this time next year, it's going to be like a whole different universe. Like, it's an unbelievably different universe. We're going to see so much crazy shit. Halftime shows, everything is going to be in the metaverse. You're right. 100%.
I love crypto memes. They are funny.
Because you're a crypto maniac. He's thinking about the other women.
I should buy
more. You're a crypto maniac.
That's so funny. My first Bitcoin meme. Crypto memes crack me up, man. They really do. Also, when these billionaires that run these companies, they get all up in their like feelings. They're still wearing something like a Nike hat, you know. This is Vitalik.
Yeah, I know who that is. That's Ethereum guy.
That's Ethereum right there.
He's a wild man.
Yeah, that's fun. That is funny. Yeah, or like Charles Hoskinson from Cardano. He's always wearing like some garb like that, or some big weird hat or whatever. It's pretty funny. Oh man.
Well, I think we're gonna see such a I'm really interested to see what happens with like this, the politics, politicians, government. Because it's like they're not gonna be able to turn a blind eye much sooner to everything that's happening. They're gonna just like weed. You know how long it takes weed? But now weed's like normalized and starting to become something where they might federally open it up. Might help a lot of money. And so this is just that. It's going to be the same thing. They're going to just turn. Oh, we got to turn this on.
What the hell is that? Oh, I can add. Can memes be called art?
There's so many people that have lost their shit though.
There, oh, look at this. This one of the Clone X Angels.
Clone X Angel.
No, I don't see any Murakami on this one though.
Oh my god.
No, no. Join me in my space at Wayne Command, aka Anchor Kodesh Remedy Space ended. Oh, damn. Doquan is the Luna. Creator of Terra Luna.
Yeah, watching Spot. He was interesting.
Yeah, he's great. He's great. I like all his interviews. Just got back, and yes, a lot of messages. The horror. Yeah, Charles Hoskinson. All these crypto influencer dudes are going on vacation for a week. I was saying it's a good time to just plaster all our thumbnails with crypto, and then I didn't do it.
Oops.
If you receive your glitch in the matrix, drop it below. This guy said, I've purchased 3 so far. All right. Why? Well, you just need more security.
Fucking cameras. Asshole.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. All right. Let me get off of this thing. I have another thing on Twitter, actually, that I was looking at.
It's good
that
feed.
I thought looked pretty interesting. Let me show you this. So this dude, Elio Trades, well, Elio from Elio Trades, he's the guy behind Super Farm and also one of the Neo Tokyo guys.
Oh, Neo Tokyo is so crazy.
He's got a good channel on YouTube, Elio Trades, although I did see him wearing a Machine Gun Kelly shirt a couple of weeks ago, and I was like, yo. How can I trust you now?
Let's bring Super Farm up.
Yeah, Super Farm is it's like farming protocol. But he's also like really heavy into NFTs and the gaming space. And so anyway, I saw him posting today. He said, Where is it? He was pretty much like, I'm bored. Market is boring, so I'm going to do a treasure hunt with extreme prizes. Clues could come at any time of the day and could lead to anywhere on the internet. Will be hard. Be prepared. This is not going to be just for Neo Tokyo IDs. The only way into Neo Tokyo is to buy it from a citizen. Last rule, if you don't comment and like the post with clues, you are... What's NGMI?
I'm sorry, I'm old. What were you saying?
What the hell is NGMI?
You were just speaking in Mandarin, and then I came too, and you said, what's MGMI? NGMI.
No, not gonna make it. All right. So
Jesus. Hi.
All you boomers out there, you've been put on notice.
You know, it's funny. I was talking to Heather about this, and she was like, the whole generation speaks in letters.
Totes. First treasure hunt prize will be worth over $10,000. One winner, no second place. I'd have notification bell turned on if you plan to take home the goods.
Did you hunt?
Elio. What's that?
Did you hunt?
This is a post from 2 hours ago.
Oh shit.
So we're just gonna sit here on his page and we're gonna wait for him. And as soon as he starts to tweet. We're going to go on the mission live on the air. And we're staying on here till we win it.
You haven't. I'm looking at his drops.
We're going to be like that girl on TikTok that that started with a bobby pin and bought a home. Did you see that?
Boom.
She was making trades and she made like 20 something trades from bobby pin to like $80,000 home somewhere.
There is a entire show about this at some point on one of those like 15 years ago.
Well, she documented the whole thing on TikTok. She's got like 5 million followers now, and she said she's gonna start all over again and do it again. So good for her, man. She was making some good moves. She was really leveling up in some key areas. Like, she was able to trade well, whatever. I don't want to give misinformation, but she was, you know, she was trading like Apple TVs. And she was trading like surfboards.
Oh, here it is. I found it. I found the whole thing.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. And I guess once it got rolling, you know, she also had like a narrative to sell, you know, like I did this and I went from this to this to this to this. And if you're caught up in that, you might be more likely to be like, all right, you know what? You go get it. That's crazy. You do it, girl. You know, you got to support when people actually are making it with something. Because so many of us are not making it, man. Not GMI.
So she ends up. I just scrolled through the whole thing, and she ends up trading it at the end for a tiny cabin, which is cool.
Yeah, from a bobby pin to like.
So the key is, kids, from the quick review of it that I just did, is to get yourself to something that is worth a car. This is the real trading power of life is in our country is a nice vehicle. That is where you get your big money trade to the small house. Oh, so here we go.
As we take a look at CoinMarketCap, right? Let's see where we're at, because
Crypto Crusaders
came down again. I'm sure there's going to be like minimal volume happening, like. For most of the holidays, but at some point people are going to get bored and they're not going to be able to sit on their hands. They're going to sneak away from their family to the other room. They're going to start buying cheap crypto. It's going to happen. Also, since people are going to be getting together, all the people that are into crypto, they're going to be talking about nothing but crypto with their family. They'll be like, hey, come on, grandpa, open up a Coinbase account right now. Let me show you how you do it. How you do crypto.
It's funny. It's true.
How you do the pot. It's like the new pot. It's a digital pot, grandpa. I'm telling you, your endorphins. You get a little get a little boost every time you take a trade, bro. So Bitcoin, Ethereum, Binance, Tether, those have all been holding strong in that order. We got Solana at number 5, which has now been holding the flip on Cardano pretty solidly. I mean, it's over Cardano by about 11.3 billion. So pretty significant. They were going back and forth for a minute, like a month ago. But Cardano has really drained out during the last 2 weeks, especially during the last week when everything has been kind of coming down, but a lot the last couple of weeks. I mean, Cardano was a $3 coin, and right now it's trading for $1.20. So a lot of people think that
it's out.
And it's Sunday Swap Dex is officially up and running and not on a testnet, that it's going to have like a big run up, possibly like first quarter, even January 2022. Then we got XRP, which holding strong at number 8, even though they've been in litigation for, I don't know, like the better part of this year.
And last year.
But at the same time, I've been checking the whale alerts Twitter. And
the whale alerts.
A lot of XRP coming off of exchanges, going into wallets, being sent around. I saw $120 million coming off a market. I forget which one it was. Bitmart, maybe. And there was another $80 million purchase going into a wallet that I just saw like right before we went on. So people are still stacking that XRP. It's at 80 cents now. So that's pretty cheap. That's pretty damn cheap. Avalanche It's like the only coin that's been going up the last 2 days. It's been rebounding pretty well. Came back down a little again, but it's holding at 107. It did come all the way down to $80 just like 3 days ago. Polkadot's down a lot. It's not coming up.
Matic, you're going all the way down the list.
It's really weird. Polkadot launched its first round of parachains. Was that today or yesterday? Moonbeam just came on. And who else is in there? Akala. It's escaping me right now, but it's kind of a big deal. And the price is not reflecting that. And then right under Polkadot is Terra Luna. And wow, Matic is at number 14 right now. Matic's been fucking beasting. Its price did come back above $2, but still highly undervalued considering like all the partnerships it's been making, including something they announced with Reddit today. That's it. I say we don't go any further than number 14, 15 right now.
Is that it? Only 14, 15? They're the only ones. They're the worthies.
No, I mean, I'm trying to look at some news.
It's interesting though. That's the top. That is the top movement right now.
A lot of people think the Bitcoins.
I think it's interesting.
You want to invest in?
Do you know any?
Because they have, sorry, they think you don't want to invest in those because those have already run and they're already at the top of the pile. But really, they have, there's plenty of money still to be made in those coins because, in general, it's still early for everything in terms of crypto adoption, right? Especially with the market down right now, especially with everyone predicting that we're going into an extended cycle. So, it's almost like they're the safer bet because I don't think any of those in the top 15 are just going to disappear, especially in the next year. It's a pretty safe place to throw your money in, and it will grow. It's just a matter of how quickly. But I think it's pretty safe guarantee that all of those are going to be higher. At minimum, by the next 4 year cycle. So if you're investing, not trading, then I think all 15 of those are great. Not financial advice, because everyone knows.
I was just asked, do you know anybody that's 70 years plus that is into crypto and gets it?
That is 70 years plus.
Actual boomer.
I did spend some time talking to Sasha Kosolapov about NFTs.
He's a little different. And
my dad and stepmom. And I think they were able to wrap their heads around it, at least for that period of time.
Right.
That we spent going in about it. Like, we reached a point where it was like, okay, you know what, they actually told me that I should start consulting other older artists
about it,
yeah, because,
which is interesting,
like what you were saying, that boomers don't get it and they need someone to kind of lead them onto the path.
I was having a conversation about it, and somebody in my family is a traditional stock trader, and this is like, so this is bullshit, it's not backed by anything, bullshit. And I explained, and I was like, it is, but still, like, their concept of trust is in the Fed, right? federally insured, the Fed. And I was like, okay, I get that. I was like, this doesn't need to be federally insured. This is just on the chain. This is what it is. It's solidified. Like, you know, it's not even about, and he won't hear it. And I'm like, that's very obtuse of you to not even hear it. Because I said to him, I was like, value really isn't what you think it is. Because there's been value and currency exchange before the Fed. The Fed's only 200 years old. I mean, that's literally talking about like a teenager. Like a teenager with a pocket full of cash runs the world. And I was like, so there was things before the Fed. And there'll be things after the Fed. And this is the beginning of that after the Fed. Because value is in a collective consciousness.
Also, there are straight facts that I think are becoming more and more common knowledge, which is that banks only had to hold a fraction,
yes,
of your money, of what you put in.
Correct.
Right?
Doesn't really
exist. And now the law has changed, and they don't have to hold any of it.
Zero.
They don't have to hold any.
You have to order ahead. You put in. If you actually need a significant amount of cash, you have to order it ahead. And they have to, you have almost had to prove what you need it for. Which is crazy.
Pretty funny. I hope I get to that point one day where I have to call the bank and be like, yo,
pull out all the money.
I'm coming over there and you better have my money. like, how often do you get to say that to a bank? It's usually the other way around. You know, they're like, hey, you bounced the check. We're just taking some of your money for that. You're like, what? Yeah, as soon as you put some money in here, we're taking some of it because you didn't have money to cover something. You're like, yo, we're not in this. I thought we were in this together. You said you were going to take care of me. That's not taking care of me. I've had so many freaking overdrafts in my life. It's ridiculous. You know, it's like I want to stay with my bank, but every time that happens, I'm like, yo, man, you're not trying to help. And they say they are trying to help, right? It's not like I'm just being naive. Obviously, I am being naive.
But check this story that just broke yesterday. Meta launches investigation after a woman says she was groped by a stranger in the metaverse.
A beta tester of Meta's Horizon World said she was groped on the platform. She hadn't enabled safety features.
Wow.
Huh. Well, Meta's, yeah.
His face repeated.
Because how do they know? You don't want that.
That's crazy.
Obviously, I'm being sarcastic. I would assume that you cannot just, well, okay. All right. You obviously go into some meta worlds to fight, right? And to do illegal activity as part of the game. But I guess Facebook Meta is more like you're taking a walk in the park. Although it doesn't have to be a park, it's like any kind of environment. But you're basically like, hey man, I'm here, you're here, like respect my space, bro. Like respect my avatar body.
This is very like,
do we have any comments? God, we got like no comments today.
Today, people. We had one comment. We had one comment that was like a,
like some kind of bot.
Yeah, it was a bot.
I don't even know what the hell that says. Here, wait.
Nobody's out there.
No, let's not show it. We don't need that.
It's some bot that might be some fucking malware or some shit.
So let's take it back to Elio. See if we got any clues.
Hey,
come on, Elio. We're here for it right now, bro.
Fresh for this guy.
Jump it off. If he jumps it off,
We're not going
on the next 15 minutes.
For like 10 minutes? Nah.
Things are going to get exciting. The first treasure on prize will be worth over 10 grand. Let's go.
Come on, Elio.
Let's see what the comments are. I ain't that smart for this, but I'll try nonetheless. I ain't that smart. Great. Another chance to feel dumb. Okay, I'm sensing a theme here. LOL, never seen you announce the winners of your $1,000 posts, which you post every other day. Now 10K? Damn!
The shit.
What if there is already a clue here? March 14, 2006, prison in Jericho, operation bringing home the goods. What the hell? People... When Life the is Too Crypto was said to be a part of it, bless my December, please. First vacation years won't be a bad idea. Okay.
We don't really live on the internet. People live on the internet. This is some other shit.
Someone wrote, hit me if I'm sleeping. So ready to it. Okay. That's... Yeah, he's going to hit you right up. Right after he posts it. They're like, and you. Stand up in the back.
Ridiculous.
People posting their citizens. They're like, yo, bro, I'm here. I'm at the front of the line. I'm sorry. 10K, 10,000. I don't know about
the rest of you, but can you get citizens on OpenSea? I want to look at citizens.
Minting now. Project with great people hosting a real treasure hunt with real loot. I saw Banter talking about something this morning. I meant to go back and watch that, where there was something. Of course, I'm just going to butcher it talking about it, but it was basically like a message board. And if you saw like someone put a comment that you thought was good, you could buy it. You basically like NFT it and buy it. And then the more people interact with it, the more you get paid. Like, I don't know if it's advertising dollars or what, but you get some kind of like dividends off of the interaction with the, like, if someone makes a funny statement and then it just spurs like some viral thread.
Then you get paid by the eyes on it, more or less, the interaction. That's cool. It makes sense.
Oh, they
it's like prorating eyes, prorating like an advertising eye.
And you could post like images, charts, whatever, and people could.
Because I guess your comment is keeping people there, so that is it. Where can you get a citizen avatar or a thing, NFT?
You have to get one from a citizen.
Where is it? Is that part of Decentraland, or is that part
of? No, it's Neo Tokyo.
Oh, fuck that shit, man.
Don't you remember we started looking into
it? Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, you remember when we were doing that. The IDs and everything. So that's like a whole thing. Neo Tokyo is a whole wormhole.
It's a whole wormhole.
It really is.
There's so many. It's so deep.
It's like the elite NFT.
Well, I just feel like, I really do feel like this generation like took all the dopest sci-fi novels and thoughts and anime and turned it the fuck up, man. Just like bing, turned it on, turned it up, like over. Let's go. It's computer science and sci-fi together.
This guy's streams, they were kind of like really bothering me for a while, because he like, he knows what he's doing. He plays the clown. He gets people like,
yeah, being invited to Neo Tokyo is like, I'm like, yo, I got that original Google address where you had to be invited, and they're like, yeah, you got to be invited to Neo Tokyo, fool.
Oh, like Gmail, yeah. Like, damn, you got Gmail. That looks cool, man. Can you invite me?
No, who the fuck are you now? Nobody.
You invite me to Gmail, man?
You and everybody's grandfather has Gmail. Great. Fuck off.
So
you don't get that Neo Tokyo
linked up. with Elio, and it kind of seems like Neo Tokyo is sort of like their brainchild, but no one really like owns it or runs it, you know, like it's total like Web3 metaverse dream. Well, not a dream. That's now coming to fruition.
I'm going to say something very weird.
They're basically decentralized anything. Go on.
Some of these Neo Tokyo citizens on OpenSea are pretty. Are they real?
Are they real people?
No, they're real. Yeah, they seem pretty, like, not
exactly. Do they remind you of someone you know?
No, there's a lot of them. They just range, like, they're on the cheapest end, like 0.2 ETH. This one's cheap. Best offer, 0.03. Why?
Really?
Yeah.
No.
It seems. Yeah. What the fuck is going on here? Hold up. No offers.
That's not right. You're getting scammed.
I'm not buying anything. I'm just looking at things.
Well,
yeah, I'll send you the link.
It live. That's not going to be. That's a scam. Put that on the screen.
Check the link. Oh. Hold up.
Check the Hold link. Up. Here, I'll check the link. You think I won't
click this link? History. No offers yet. But when you scroll back, it says
Neo Tokyo. It's got the star.
0.03.
Huh.
On the search page, it says 0.03, which is very, very cheap, to be honest, right? Yeah, fuck yeah. I don't understand.
No. No.
Sale? Listen. Hold 55. Up, peep game. One second. Let me share the screen.
Send me the other link.
Okay, the other link is this.
Where is it?
Which is just a search, and it's
No. That didn't come through right.
I hold up 1 second. Okay, I got an idea. One second. Let's share screen, brave tab. Okay.
Wait, I think I got it. Oh, yeah, I see. Hold up. Oh. But what the hell is this?
Right. You click through it, right? You see that?
This ain't right.
Seems like a fake, what? Right? It seems like a...
That's some bullshit. No. If you click in, you see the actual.
I lost it.
It just has some weird thumbnail. Why are these so cheap? What? Oh, those are offers. You got to make an offer.
Yeah, I know. That's what's interesting. Best offer.
Nah.
What? It's definitely not going to go for that.
Nah. Those people are just offering shit, but no one is selling.
500 ETH. Wow.
I don't think any of them have sold. Maybe I'm wrong.
This one is $1 million, dog. $2 million.
Share your screen. Where are you at?
Let
yourself be shown. There you go.
Give me a second. Yeah.
There you go. That guy's 500 ETH. All right, there you go.
Look at that fucking thing.
And as Scott Melker would say, have fun staying poor.
Yeah, that is such a waste of money. Jesus.
Well, that in both senses, like, you spend that money, have fun staying poor. And at the same time, it's like, you can't buy that. So have fun staying poor. You're not part of this game. And that's what a lot of people say about Ethereum, that Ethereum's become like tone deaf, that it's the blockchain for the rich because people can't afford even the fucking gas fees to do shit on Ethereum. People can't even like sell their shit because they got to move it out of their wallet and it costs too much. Yeah, look at all these citizens. 225 ETH. Damn. But scroll down. You can see how much.
Oh my God.
Were there.
2000 ETH. Jesus.
That's wild. Dr. JPEG. Click on Dr. JPEG. Let's see.
Yo, can we just talk about this price right here?
Click his profile. Let's see. What's popping with this guy? Or girl? Or them?
Person. Maybe what's not.
With them. Well, scroll up. Let's see.
Is their clone X?
Of course they have a clone X. I'm not surprised one bit. Yeah, that's scroll it. Up. See, Doctor. No, scroll. They're right there. Stop. Co-founder, Good Luck Gators. Co-founder, NFTR Lab. Co-founder, Nifty Notified. Huh. Doctor JPEG. Okay. I don't know what's going on with Doctor JPEG. Huh. Okay. That's enough to talk to JPEG for me. We got about 5 minutes left. Let me check on Elio. Anything new? Oh, wait. Meta tournament, massive gaming tournament, Neo Tokyo streaming with 400K. Oh, that's right. I forgot. They partnered up with Twitch and they're doing.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, look. They partnered up with Twitch.
Let's get in. Let's see what's up.
It's a meta tournament.
Big boy stuff.
Yup. The meta tournament. Neo Tokyo. Official Neo Tokyo link. Oh, no. That's his link. He sent this to his link tree. It'll probably have Neo Tokyo Link in there, but sneaky roundabout.
The meta tournament. That's big. I like that.
Neo Tokyo Outer Park, Neo Tokyo Site, Neo Tokyo Discord. Oh, so this is all Neo Tokyo links. Wow, look at all this. This a lot happened. Part one.
Yeah, Neo Tokyo is the place to be.
Part three. Let's just go to the official site. But is that where it's just like, Min identity, upload, trade, upload. What are you going to upload? Your avatar? I thought that's what you got to connect the wallet for. See, I don't know shit. I know nothing. View citizens. Oh, they got a list of all the citizens? Do you see how they're coming together?
Yeah, everything is about to just merge.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
It's all going to merge. It's going to be one.
That was interesting. Wow. It came up by layers.
What do you mean?
So not just the JPEG. You didn't see the way. Oh, sorry. I'm not sharing the right screen.
I don't know what we're talking about. Whoop.
I thought you could see that. Oops. Share screen. Is this it? No, that's not it. This is it. Okay. All right. So check this out. We're here, right? We go to view citizens. Now look the way they load. Any day now. Yeah, look the way they load.
Old school layers. That's how they come together. That's how they get chosen. You know what I mean? Those are the pieces.
Yeah, those are the attributes. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. It's not just a flat JPEG. It wouldn't come up that way.
Oh, yeah. You're interesting what you're saying. You can split it. It's probably 3D. Yeah. Like attributes.
Ooh. What kind of file is that?
Mm-hmm. Future file. Is it file that doesn't exist yet.
Photoshop file? I mean.
File of the 12 monkeys. I like citizen number one. I'm into number one. How much is number one?
Yeah, right.
Look at that thing. Yeah. That thing is gangster. spacesuit. CEO.
A swap to female coming soon. Whoa.
Whoa.
What the hell?
Oh, boy.
Interesting. You're like, yeah, I'm citizen one, but like, I actually identify as a female. Can we like do something about this? Like, well, sir, we have a button for that.
Mint identity. Mint identity. It's amazing. Well, maybe
one day it'll be that simple. You're just like, oh, I need to transfer to female.
Don't we want to go to Neo Tokyo and check their universe?
Is that what it said? Transfer to female? Oh, swap.
Swap.
Hey, I'm here for my swap.
I'd like to go to the Neo Turkey the metaverse. Check out Neo Tokyo. Have we found anything out about Sin City? Has that launched yet?
No. I'll take a quick look at the site though before we are done. Sin City. Oh, isn't it SYN? Yes, SYN. There we go. Boom. Sin.City Mafia Metaverse. Boom, 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 boom.
Build your crew.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not really. Let's go to their Twitter. Let's see what they're saying on their Twitters.
Run your business. Yeah. Looks like a lot of hyperbole, if you ask me.
Let's see. What is the last thing that they said on their Twitter? Welcome, Mafia Metaverse. Size matters, sinners. Who is the biggest gang in crypto? Bring your gang to Discord and prove it to over 80,000 sinners. Top 10 gangs in size by 1/1/2022 will take home a mysterious and super valuable gift. Top 10 gangs in size. So now it's becoming a popularity contest. Extremely hype to welcome.
Power in numbers, bro.
What? Yeah. Well, I guess we should have caught that AMA if we wanted to find out more.
Boom.
Hey.
There's so many
hours
like,
ago. Well, I'm
just
sure
really,
someone
I feel like
has it on YouTube.
I totally feel like there's too much shit happening every hour of the day. You need to only be able to be up for 16 hours and just pay attention.
I'm telling you, man, there is just nonstop news in this space. There is so much to just like keep exploring and reading. Like what the hell? We didn't even look up the meta tournament, bro.
Yeah, we didn't even get into that. Well,
do you even meta?
There's always next week. I might not be here next week, but we'll see.
Well, I don't think anyone's going to be here Sunday, so no Sunday crunch this week. Everyone's got stuff they got to be doing. The meta tournament.
Get after it. Go in. Go to the meta tournament. Get yourself a little avatar.
Yeah, like 1 minute. Let me see.
Fuck it. Fuck it, bro. Do it. Go.
Twitch space names. No, I'm gonna have to do a better job searching for that. Search on Twitch. Neo Tokyo. Neo Tokyo on front page of Twitch. Yep. See. Well, look at that. They got their citizen numbers on YouTube. See, it's becoming like an identity. Like this dude is just citizen number 552 anywhere he goes, right? And then he'll be able to link that identity. And that's another thing.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the channel. My name is Austin. Citizen
identities coming through with ZK rollups. All right. Anyway, Friday Night Compost.
Citizen 440.
Vinyl NYC. We out of here.
Namaste, bitch.
All right. Peace.